Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, for the Essence Music Festival. And I'm so excited to be here a second year in a row. I'm in the convention center on Radio Row, ready to interview some of the hottest celebrities in music, film, and television. But before we get started with the show, I got to give a shout out to Simply Fashion for dressing me this weekend. Simply Fashion has cute and trendy affordable clothing in all sizes, including junior, missy's, plus size, and super plus sizes, all the way up to a size 36. And one lucky person here this weekend is going to win a Simply Fashion shopping spree by just taking a picture with me. So make sure you visit their website for the contest details and to find out if a store is in your area at www.simplyfashion.com. I'm here at the Essence Festival in New Orleans with Soledad O'Brien from CNN, one of my favorite anchors on television. So what are you here in New Orleans for, work or play?
New Orleans is always about playing, but I do have a little bit of work to do. I'm going to be doing some of the empowerment sessions here at the Essence Music Festival, talking to Steve Harvey, talking to Valerie Jarrett, talking to Taraji Henson about her new movie. So it's a lot of play and a lot of work, which is all good.
And I know CNN is here. Are you going to be at a CNN booth?
Black in America.
yourself. Do you have pressure as a journalist to look a certain way? Is it more the actresses?
No, you know what? I think it's probably more the actresses, but certainly, you know, my earliest contract working in TV news, there were provisions that if you gained weight or if you cut your hair, if you changed anything, they could fire you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was, that's not today?
Well, you know, that's not, certainly not a CNN, but that's my early, so I don't know if it's still today in those places where I used to work.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, to me, the most important thing in being a journalist is being a hard worker, being smart, you know, being on your feet. And curvy girls or skinny girls who are flat-chested like me.
Oh, you're beautiful. We love you.
You know, you just have to be hardworking and smart. So, you know, I think in journalism it's less pressure.
Well, thank you. How did I do with my interview?
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you so much for stopping and talking to me. Today and author Don Lemon. I know your name. I told you I'm a fan. Let me tell you, I first was exposed to you during Barack Obama's inauguration.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I heard on television or somebody said you were from Louisiana. I was like, homeboy.
Yeah.
So you're back home. Now,
yes,
right?
Baton Rouge. And then I just bought a lot in the Marigny. So I'm Baton Rouge and New Orleans now. Girl, you're looking good, cool, and curvy. Fine.
Thank you. So are you here to play?
I'm you said play or pleasure, one and the same.
Play or work.
Yes and yes and yes, all three. I'm here working, of course. I'm doing stuff with you, and I'm here about my book, Transparent, anywhere books are sold.
Okay.
And then I'm here to play. I'm here to hang with my friends, my ladies. I'm here to eat. I got to go mow the grass in my lot in the Marigny. Can you believe that?
So you really working in two ways.
It ain't but this big, so. That big, so you know, I can blow it with some head clippers, so it's not that big.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your book, because I Googled it before you got over here.
Right.
I did my research.
All right.
So I hear you made a major announcement in your book.
I did. You know what? It's not, some people think it's a major announcement. I just talked about coming out.
Right.
And then if you read the July issue of Essence, I wrote a letter to my beautiful black sisters about that. And I do it because it's real. This is real life. We like to pretend that things don't exist, especially in our community.
Right.
And when we pretend that, we end up hurting not only ourselves,
right,
but hurting the culture and sending people to damn to a life of having to pretend that they're not something.
Yeah, the down low.
There's something else.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's not do that anymore.
So
let's be bigger and better as people.
Well, so how's the African-American culture embraced? Because, you know, in our culture, they're not really open, especially black men. They're so homophobic.
Oh, well, you say that again, because if I say it, they get mad at me and
why?
Say I'm throwing black people under the bus.
It's the truth.
Well, hello, and as a journalist, I have to be about the truth. And we're not talking all black people, because
right,
clearly you're not,
right.
I'm not, and there are many people who are not. But a lot of people in our community are, and especially when it comes to the church, because I think that's where it comes from. It's been the backbone of black society. And we need to start thinking about things objectively and not just buying things that we hear in church or that we've been taught before. We need to start thinking with our brains and our minds and not just go, okay, it's like this because mom and daddy and whoever said, that's mind control. We got to stop thinking that way.
Right, right. So what do you think?
Everybody's been great. Black women have been fantastic. They're like, I don't care, Don. I still want to get with you.
I think you are cute. But look, but I think it's good because, you know, there's a lot of black men that are down low, and I think it hurts black women because they still live their lives as a straight man, get married, have kids.
Well, that's why I never played that game. I respect women too much. I made a choice because when I was in college, I still had girlfriends. I said, you know what? This isn't fair because especially black women are like, I don't know. Do I want to really compete with that? And it's like, you know what? I need to make a choice because I was raised by my mom and grandmother and two older sisters. So I had enough respect for black women not to do that. But I think when you tell people as kids that there's something wrong with them or you don't accept it, then you push them into a life of the down low.
Right.
And what would you rather have? Someone who's authentically who they are and truthful, or someone who is medicating themselves with drugs and alcohol and pretending to be something they're not and getting married and spreading disease unknowingly?
And you know, Baton Rouge is like number 2 and for HIV in the world.
But listen, it's not just people on the down low spreading that.
Right.
It's straight men.
Everybody.
Because straight men have their pick of the litter.
Right.
And they are just going around sleeping with everybody and having unprotected sex. But we need to stop telling lies and telling the truth. everyone the story about, we've been talking about my book. We'll be talking about Essence Festival. We'll be talking about the Casey Anthony trial, of course, and on and on and on. And, of course, the president. We've been covering a lot of the president. Yeah, Obama. Obama.
So,
no drama, Obama.
Are you on a panel here, too?
I just did a Q&A session on the Essence.com live stage. Then I'll be at the CNN booth signing books and signing autographs and talking to people about issues that are important to me, things that they'd like to see on CNN and in the news.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm a fan. I watch you on CNN. And you and Soledad, y'all are my favorites. And you represent our whole community on CNN. We love you.
Thank you, Shanice, with your fine self.
Thank you. I'm here live at the Essence Festival with LaToya Luckett.
She has that, and we're trying to work with that, and things are coming together. So that takes a lot of time. situations101.com.
Do you Facebook and tweet?
Yes, I do. In fact, I have my daughter, who's 16, who's actually working with me. Now I'm doing that. I'm so excited. Totally excited. So go to
Family Business now.
Yes, I mean, they just keep coming in. But I think my tweet, she told me my tweet is Thelma Goodtime.
Okay. We're going to look you up.
Look me up and follow me. I want a lot of following, so I want to impress her and act like people really, really love me. So I need a lot of tweets.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming. You are one of my favorite actresses. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's
like a man for to give your hair that curl pattern?
I use the Hair Milk Original Curl Definer to give my hair the texture that it has and to keep the curl soft but touchable. And I also use the Benoit Repairing Range to keep my hair healthy.
So you are an entrepreneur, and when you decided that you wanted to start a business, did you know anything about it, or was it like just stepping out on faith?
Very favorite of Essence as well. So, you know, taken over my life. I just didn't know. Since I was, you know, from the beginning of time, we don't have time to go preach the gospel in this entire format right here. But I will say this. That is what I've been doing for many years, knowing that I was called to learn about who God is and to be able to be equipped and anointed, ordained minister and all those good things. But on top of that, I'm a revivalist. And so in ministry, I had a Tuesday night revival for 14 years.
affect somebody's life, really. I wasn't really worried about, you know what I'm saying, you in my business, because my business been out there. Everybody been knowing my mama, you been knowing my little sister.
Not the whole world. I'm way in Los Angeles.
But see, that's good the whole world know it, because everybody facing what we went through already. You already going through what we went through. It's typical, man. We just trying to, you know, find a solution, really. And the only way to do that, bro, you got to come clean with everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't hold back on nothing. So that's what we doing. We ain't holding back on nothing, man. What you see, that's just what it is, man.
So when the show is airing on TV, it's happened like a couple of months ago for you, right? So you watching it with us, and
yeah.
What do you think when you see some of the stuff on TV sometimes?
Man, look how they edit that. Man, look how that went. Oh, did I do that like that? And you know what I'm saying? Man, I don't think they should have cut that scene up. You know, certain things, but overall, it's good, the overall, because at the end of the day, bro, I don't regret nothing. I'm proud of me, you hear me? I'm proud of my little sister. I'm proud of my little brothers. You know, my mama, you know, she's still fighting, but, you know, she got our kids, bro. We with her, bro. So, yeah, we gonna make it happen regardless. Just fight with who don't like it, and, you know, mind your business. You don't like it, don't turn the TV on. Straight up and down.
All right.
You know, don't go on your Twitter. Don't go on your Facebook either, because we gonna be there. You know what I'm saying?
And if you come, get a lot of haters. The more popular you get, the more haters.
Oh, well, they told me, you know, a while back I learned this. Man, if you ain't got no haters, you're doing something wrong. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're hating, you know, like I say, keep promoting me, baby. You know, you're hating, you promoting it. So, hey, shout out to the haters.
So now you are a rapper. Tell us about your rap career. Do you have an album coming out soon?
Actually, my album will be out this year, but we still figuring out the details on, you know, me putting my album together on the show. You're going to see me, you know, with connects with me trying to get features and pull people in on the album. I got a cold-blooded production, bro. I'm talking about, I have a team out this world. I'm in the process of getting my label and stuff situated, so that's what, you know, been taking so long, you feel what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, business orientation is everything. A lot of people want to do music or something dealing with entertainment, but everybody don't know how to. Everybody don't know, you know, the roles and, you know, how hard this shit get. This shit, it get crazy at times, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you do have some connections in the family, so has it benefited you being connected to Memphis and Lil Wayne?
Well, Memphis, you know, as far as Latuncha, you know, he's doing him right now, you know what I'm saying? But, and all that's all
so
good,
you,
but...
You didn't want to sign the Young Money?
I'm going to do me, man. I feel like, you know, like I told 102, man, it's looking like we're going to win an Emmy. So if I win an Emmy, man, before I even drop an album, that's 10 million people that'll be following me. So if I drop an album, 10 million people following me, and I'm not signed, that's all my money. So whether if it's Memphis or Latuncha, real talk, I don't even want you to sign me. You feel what I'm saying?
You want
your own label. I want my own stuff. So, I mean, that's what it is right now. That's what we're gunning for. I own something that we can say, you know, that's mine, man. I ain't never had that after doing 10 years and 4 months. So
is the first single coming out, Moonwalk?
No, I'm going to drop Moonwalk a little later because everybody know about that. I'm going to wait. That's going to really blow me up. But I got a song called Drink Up right now, man. Me and my little brother Casey. You can find it on YouTube, on iTunes. You can hit my Twitter at Triflon. Facebook, Walter Triflon Johnson. You can Google it, Reverb Nation, that stuff. Everywhere, man. You go Drink Up, man. That's the song of the summer right now. And that's the song we about to push. Drink Up.
And we saw in the last episode, you all have a restaurant for your mama. Where's the restaurant? Because we want to go to.
The restaurant is on off of Claiborne on Payson. I don't actually know the intersecting street, but it's off.
Is it close to here? The French
close. It's right around here. I'm talking about as soon as we leave from out of the convention center, you ain't got to ride number probably about 6-7 blocks.
Okay.
And the restaurant right there. It's got orange bricks. It's see Jazzabelle and Anita's. And you know Anita and
Anita, baby.
Anita, baby. She ain't up cutting up right now. You go in there and tell her you are number one fan, she probably going to give you the whole menu. You hear me? Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Do you have a website, or is you just on Twitter right now?
I mean, I'm on Twitter right now, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, you can just Google me, man. It'll give you every possible link, any type of information dealing with Walter. Dealing with my little brothers as well, you know, Rudy, Casey, Josh.
Are they rapping too?
You know what I'm saying? Well, Casey's rapping. You know, Casey's on Twitter at Casey Johnson too. You know, and he out his mind, Casey. That's the one, bro, for real. Real talk. You know, my little brother is really gifted, bro. I'm talking about, he the one. I'm talking about hit maker. And he gonna do this thing with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just looking for y'all to support us, man. This, you know, that's what up, man. That's it.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and continued success.
Thank you, baby. That's what it is.
So I'm here at the Essence Music Festival with J. Anthony Brown. So are you here today for work or play?
I'm here for both. Work and a little bit of play. Diabetes Foundation, a diabetes type television show and radio show and website. So I was down there for that. And then I have a hot sauce that I'm test marketing in Walmart to see if it works and maybe it'll be put in the other stores. So the hot
sauce. You're testing the hot sauce here to see if people like it?
Well, I mean, they don't like it because I've been selling it for about 5 years.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm trying to build up a relationship with Walmart, so it's being tested over there. Not in Walmart because they didn't like the word mofo, which is cool though. So we changed the name to Hotter Than A.
Okay.
You know, so we're testing it inside over there. But it's a lot of people, so I hope it does very well.
So we listen to you every morning on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Are you still on the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
Yeah.
Okay, you're laughing. You made me nervous. So what's the latest with the radio show and what else you got going on with your career?
The radio show is doing good. What I'm trying to do is get some of my videos out there. If you go to BlackAmericaWeb.com, and people who are familiar with the show know that from time to time, well, actually every Friday we do this song called, or this thing called, Janet Brown Murders of Hits. They're basically song parodies, and I've planned about maybe 12 or 14 of them in the videos. So if you go to YouTube or Black America Web, you can see the videos. The family reunion is coming up on the Tom Joyner family reunion, and I'm putting together 4 videos, the Kirk Franklin video, Smile, I did a parody on that, and then 3 others, so working on that.
And don't you have a comedy club in Los Angeles?
I have a club in Los Angeles called the J-Spot. It's located out by the airport. It's at 5581 West Manchester Avenue, so I'm sure this is heard all over, and people are coming to L.A. and want to check out my club. That's one of the places to go to see urban comedy. But it's kind of different because I didn't want to just have a club that just catered to having all just black comics. So, in L.A., it's a melting pot. You see Hispanics, all different types of lifestyle of comedians in there. We have lesbian comics in there. And I wanted to have a club that catered to that. So that's what the J-Spot does, along with real good food.
So you're not doing any comedy shows? They don't have comedy shows in the SNL.
Well, you know what happened was, I guess it's hard to compete with all, it's hard to compete with Usher and Charlie Wilson and Fantasia, and it's really hard to have people leave from SNL and, spend their comedy dollars, so they've learned their lessons and they don't really have them anymore.
All right, so if we want to keep up with you, tell us your website and your social network.
You can go to janthonybrown.com and you see some videos there. My Twitter is janthonybrown.com. And that's my social network. Also putting together a website that's called Hotter Than A Mofo, which will give you all the hot sauce.
Can we buy the hot sauce from your website?
You can buy it offline, yeah. Or if you're here in Essence, I got 2 booths. Am I boots? Is that right?
Booths?
It's boots. It's boots.
You're spitting on me.
I didn't mean to. I'm having trouble with that word. I have 2 places that they're selling it. How about that?
Okay.
So, yeah, you can try it out over there.
Okay.
And go to
janthonybrown.com. Check it out over there.
Please, I'll bring you some over here.
Please.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for talking.
You.
It's been a pleasure.
All right.
So I'm here at the Essence Music Festival with comedian and television personality, Joe Clare. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited to be here. And I love my mama.
So are you here to play or are you here for business?
I'm here for business. I'm here working with TV One, representing Way Black Win and some other programming that I do with them over there. So I'm here working and promoting the product and, trying to be a face for the network. So we took somebody from the 70s, somebody from the 80s, somebody from the 90s.
What year are you?
I didn't do a year. I did comedy on it, but behind the scenes I'm working.
Okay.
See, I'm doing the upper stuff.
Okay.
on, and then I have other offline businesses that I'm interested in. So I'm not interested in that I'm working in. So, you know, look out for your boy.
Tell us your website. Are you on Facebook and Twitter?
Hey, just hit me on Twitter at Joe Claire.
Okay.
At Joe Claire, C-L-A-I-R.
All right. I'm about to hit you up and let everybody know I just interviewed.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Be cool, y'all.
Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with Jane Kennedy. So excited to talk to you. So are you here for play or are you here to work?
I'm here working. I'm with TV One, and we're promoting an episode of their show Life After. And so it's returning this season, and their premiere episode will be basically profiling me. And the focus of mine is Life After Hollywood. So we'll be talking about family and what I've been doing and all of that. Ohio during Jim Brown's heyday.
Right.
So you cannot grow up in Cleveland and not be a Cleveland Brown fan at that particular time. But I just love football, you know. And when the fall would come around, I go, oh, football weather. You know, I loved it. I love sports, all of it. So every Friday night, my dad and all of us, we had six kids in our family, we would watch wrestling. We'd watch baseball. My dad played baseball. We would follow him. I could do this, and to make a long story short, we went through the process, I got the job, and I was just in heaven.
And so on TV One, are we going to learn things that nobody knows, like whether it's some, you know, somebody has to be on drugs, or somebody has to have some kind of downfall or something? It has to be some struggle to make it a good, juicy story.
No, that is so untrue. That's all a bunch of hogwash. But the bottom line is, as a Christian, people always figure that you turn to God because something went wrong.
Right.
But my book is you can celebrate and be part of something without having to go through the devastation to realize that this is where you're supposed to be in your life.
I
ended up in Hollywood when I was 19, and within 2 months I started working. And I worked for 20 years. So it wasn't that, you know, things went wrong and I was living on Skid Row and unemployment office. I wanted to be there for but I've always said, love your body for what it is. Don't try to be anybody else. But the bottom line was, as long as you're happy and healthy. And I wasn't happy and I wasn't healthy. So it doesn't matter to me how much I weigh or what size I am. I just want to be happy with who I am.
We're trying to get the Hollywood size zero look as hell.
No. But, you know, I had to get there in my head first. And so when they asked me this year, I said, it was kind of like motivation and reinforcement. I had already started the diet back in September, and they called in November. And I said, yeah, that's part of the process. I need to do this right now. So we did some interviews in December. We did some more in March. We did some more in April and June. And so it's been really fun because they've been dealing with all aspects of my life. I don't know how they're going to end up with only 22 minutes.
Group about
8 and a half, almost 9 years message. If you type the word boys to men, one word, the same way we spelled it, and you text it to the number 84700. Whenever we're doing something, we'll keep everybody abreast of what we're going on.
Well, thank you. I'll definitely buy it. I don't even have to hear it. I'm going to buy it. So thank you. And can I get... Thank you to all of the fabulous guests that came through the convention center today to chit-chat with me. Tune in tomorrow for another episode from the Essence Music Festival. I did so many interviews. It was too many to pack in one show. So make sure you tune in tomorrow to hear interviews from Beyonce's mama, Tina Knowles, and the Basketball Wives, plus many, many more. So don't miss it. And if you're interested in advertising or being a guest on our show, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.